The Apostle Paul used many sports metaphors as he taught the people in his day. And the metaphor that we find in chapter 12 of Hebrews is a metaphor of a race. Races that people would be familiar with in those days, part of the games that the various cities held. They consisted of track and field, wrestling and boxing, very similar to the mixed martial arts of today. They had gladiatorial contests, and they had chariot races. And those compose the form of the games. And Paul refers to a foot race in a stadium, and there's a cloud of witnesses around. And we are running this Christian race, and we are believing in the promises of God, and we are striving and keeping our eyes on the finish line where Jesus is there with the victor's crown for us. And it says this is what we should do. We should lay aside every weight. Everything that's not necessary, we need to shed that and get rid of the sin which so easily trips us up. That's what the word means. It means to be tripped up. The sin in our life, lay it aside, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I want to look to Jesus. You see, living the Christian life is not just attending church once per week or having an experience where we declare our faith in Jesus Christ or we are baptized or something else like that. It is a daily, consistent running of a race, patiently looking forward to the promise of God, knowing that when we finish the race, we will receive the crown of victory, and the grace of God will be with us. For without His grace, we would not have the strength to run this race. Without His grace, we would not even know of the prize that is set before us. Without His grace, there would be no getting rid of the sin which so easily besets us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank You for the promise and the prize that is before me. Help me, O Lord, to run with patience this race that is set before me, believing that there is a prize that Jesus will give me, a crown, a victor's crown of righteousness that Christ will give me. I pray, O Lord God, help me to get that second wind, Lord, to find that reserve of strength somewhere. And do You strengthen me, O Lord, that I may live according to Your will and Your way and run with patience the race that is set before me. In Jesus' name, amen.